The Usher by Andrea Hansen, narrated by Lily Ward. During the summer, I see Sebastian and his friends at the beach several times. He spends the long summer evenings at the water's edge with a group of young and cheerful people until the sun goes down. Wearing nothing but shorts, he leaps about in the waves and chases a ball on the sand. I watch them from a distance and pretend to read my book. I know it's wrong, but it's also terribly alluring. It's not until late summer, when the weather gets too cold for me to wear a bikini, that I stop going to the beach. Ever since then, I've been looking forward to the beginning of the semester and to see him again. I've had my eye on Sebastian since day one. He does not attend class very often, but there is nothing too unusual about that. Many of the students don't attend class unless they fear not being able to pass the exam. But I have never noticed any of the frequent absentees in the way that I notice Sebastian now. Attendance is not compulsory at the university. During the introductions, the students are encouraged to show up for class and consider their studies a full-time occupation, meaning that they should dedicate 37 hours per week to attending classes and studying the curriculum. That seldom happens. Probably slightly more often in the first year, much less later on. I stay at my desk while the students pick up their books and take turns coming up to turn in their assignments in a small pile on my desk. That's the old-fashioned way of going about it. I smile, nod, and discreetly thank them as they walk past me. Many of them make eye contact, and others are already busy with their smartphones. The students' handwriting is of varying quality. Each time I give them an assignment they have to complete by hand, they complain. These days, they all bring laptops to class, but I think it's healthy for them to maintain a direct touch with the subject matter, with no keyboard or internet connection. I think that's important, especially when they'll be working with art in the future. When they complain, they get the same reply they got all year. I can sense that they surrender more and more to the idea. I have a Master of Arts in art history, where the medium, the essence, the touch are all important, and that influences my teaching style. The less I accept compromise in that regard, the more powerful my style becomes. I'm a good teacher. If I had to point out an area of my life where I feel the most charismatic, it would be as an educator. In my personal life, I am more introverted, more of a listener. As soon as the students have handed in their assignments on my desk, they begin to chat among themselves and continue their business at the university. They have so much energy. They leave the door open, and I can hear them making their way down the corridor. Sebastian is the last one to hand in his assignment. He gazes intensely at me. For a second, I wonder if he has seen me at the beach. When he has walked out the door, I gather the assignments together, straighten all the papers, and put them in my tote bag. It's Friday, and I won't be teaching another class until Monday. On the way to my office, I can hear the music and the chatting of the students from the room where they usually gather to prepare for the Friday evening festivities. My high heels make a clicking noise on the floor. It's a pleasant sound. I insist on wearing high heels, even though, admittedly, it is sometimes highly impractical in Denmark. I walk past two young men talking in the corridor. I'm almost certain that they were in my class just now, but to be honest, I can't remember their faces too well after we've left the class atmosphere, with certain exceptions, of course. The young men nod greetings at me, and I smile at them. When I first started teaching at the university, I was convinced that the students that year were unique, simply because the young people looked so very young. Now, I've come to accept the fact that that's how people look in their early 20s, and that I too looked like that once. I went home and looked in my photo albums after one of the first semesters, and it was amazing how quickly it all came back to me. That night, I had troubling dreams.